The proliferation of concepts, as in the case of technical languages, goes with more constant attention to properties of the world with an interest that is more alert to possible distinctions which can be introduced between them. This thirst for objective knowledge is one of the most neglected aspects of the thought of people we call primitive, even if it is rarely directed towards facts of the same level as those with which modern science is concerned. It implies considerable intellectual application and methods of observation in both cases. The universe is an object, at least as much as it is a means of satisfying needs. Every civilization tends to overestimate the objective or intention of its thought, and this tendency is never absent when we make the mistake of thinking that the savage is governed solely by organic or economic needs. We forget that he levels the same reproach at us, and that to him, his own desires for knowledge seems more balanced than ours. Several thousand Aquila and never exhausted the natural resources of a desert region in South California, which today only a handful of white families manage to subsist. They lived in a land of plenty, for in this apparently completely barren territory, they were familiar with no less than 60 kinds of edible plants. Their extreme familiarity with their biological environment, the passionate attention which they pay to it, and their precise knowledge of